Three brothers from the Martin family produced the most bizarre designs of the Victorian arts and crafts movement. They worked together at their studio in Southall, London, from 1877 until the early 1900s. Robert Wallace Martin was a sculptor by training and worked in terracotta and stoneware, cheaper alternatives to stone. Walter Fraser Martin was responsible for throwing the vases and managing the salt glaze stoneware firings. Edwin Bruce Martin decorated vases with incised designs of dragons, flowers, and fabulous fish. His underwater scenes were supposedly inspired by fanciful accounts of microscopic life in the polluted River Thames. Another brother, Charles Martin, sold their work at their London shop until it was destroyed by fire in 1903. Robert Wallace Martin is best known for his quaint bird jars with whimsical expressions, also known as Wally birds. They represent professional types familiar to Victorians, including generals, admirals, judges, and barristers. They were decorated in various glazes, and in some cases the head of the bird swivels, which adds to the humour of the subject. Wallace's wilder fantasies included imps, hobgoblins, reptiles, and strange hybrid beasts, which evoked the boojums and snarks from Edwin Lear's Book of Nonsense, and Lewis Carroll's wondrous creatures from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. It was once said that Lear, Carroll, and Martin dreamed similar dreams, but Wallace dreamt them in clay and baptized them with flame. Robert Wallace Martin's leering and grimacing face jugs were also popular with intrepid customers. His inspiration was Janus, the two-headed god of Roman antiquity, and masks of Bacchus, Pan, and Satyrs. The Martin Brothers studio survived the onslaught of the Great War in 1914, by which time three of the brothers had died. Robert Wallace, the oldest of the brothers, lived until 1923.